You're listening to the audio production of Two Reasons to Run by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
1. Was anyone watching? Keith McDonald sat at the computer and glanced around the oil platform's rec room, but the dozen or so workers were engrossed in watching the final game of a ping-pong match. He hesitated, then hovered his cursor over the send button. Clenching his teeth, he sent the emails. Maybe it was nothing, but if anyone could decipher the recording, it was Reed Dixon. The back of his neck prickled, and Keith looked around again. The room felt stifling, even with the AC cooling it from the May heat. He jumped up and headed for the door. He exited and darted into the shadows as two men strolled past. One was his suspect. Keith stood on a grating, suspended 3,000 feet over the water, and strained to hear past the noise of machinery. The scent of the sea enveloped him, and the stars glimmered on the water surrounding the oil platform that had been his home for 2 years now. "Schedule for late May." A clanging bell drowned out the rest of the man's words. "Devastation." The other fragment of conversation pumped up Keith's heart rate. Were they talking about the sabotage he feared? Or was he reading more into the words than were there? He couldn't believe someone could be callous enough to sabotage the oil platform and destroy the coast on purpose. He'd seen firsthand the devastating effects from the Deepwater Horizon catastrophe. And what about the people living on the platform? Deepwater Horizon had killed 11 people and injured another 17. He had to sound a warning and stop this, but he had no real evidence. If Reed Dixon blew him off, who would even listen? Maybe Homeland Security would pay attention. But who did he even call there? He could tell them about the pictures threatening Bonnie, but what did that prove? They might just say she had a stalker and he was chasing shadows. He couldn't say they were wrong. He sidled along the railing and the breeze lifted his hair. A boat bobbed in the waves far below, and in the moonlight he spotted a diver aboard. Must be night diving the artificial reef created by the concrete supports below the platform. He'd done a bit of it himself over the years. For an instant, he wished he were gliding carefree through the waves without this crushing weight of conscience on his shoulders. When he was 16, life was so simple. School, girls, football, and good times. He'd gone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?